that is today's news from National Health Executive on Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. The Scottish Government has launched its first ever genomic medicine strategy in a bid to improve diagnosis and enhance patient outcomes. The five-year plan will focus on care, rare conditions, and inherited conditions. The Scottish Health Secretary Neil Gray said this new strategy marks the first step toward developing a world-class genomic medicine service in Scotland that is agile enough to grasp the opportunities presented by this exciting and fast-growing discipline. The Royal College of Nursing has announced that Professor Jane Ball will lead the organisation's new Institute of Nursing Excellence. Jane currently works at the University of Southampton as a nursing workforce and policy professor, where she investigates how things like staffing levels and shift patterns impact quality of care. Jane's work will centre around bringing the RCN's five academies together, which include the Nursing Leadership Academy, the Nursing Practice Academy, the Nursing Workforce Academy, and the International Nursing Academy and the Activism Academy. RCN's Deputy Chief Executive Professor Nicola Ranger said the Institute is the think tank through which we'll deliver our aspirational vision for nursing. And healthcare leaders from across the sector have responded to Rishi Sunak's welfare reform speech last week, where he announced a review into the FitNote system. The review could see the responsibility for issuing FitNotes taken away from GPs and given to staff with dedicated time and expertise, according to the government. The Prime Minister said, "We don't just need to change the sick note, we need to change the sick note culture so that the default becomes what work you can do, not what you can't." And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, nationalhealthexecutive.com.